Matched up in a bracket with some of the state's toughest Division IV teams, the McDonald Lady Macs knew that in order to survive and advance, they'd need to be at their best every night.
Gets her own rebound off the miss, kick out, Emily Hartman, corner three, right side, she splashed it.
That's a great start.
McDonald leads 3-0. Erin Siegenthaler, kick out, Chloe Flanagan up top, Claire Ruff, straight on for three, she got another one. To her twin sister, Erin Siegenthaler, back out to Ann. Ann looking for a three, it's online and pure. And Siegenthaler, under 6 minutes to go, Emily Hartman tracks down a steal for the Lady Mags. Hartman on the run, finds Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan bullet pass to Claire Ruff. Ruff over two defenders, and she still hit it from 10 feet. Kelsey Bremnes pulls down the rebound to Emily Hartman. Hartman being pursued across the timeline. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff wide open for another three. You better believe it. To Nerdrum. Nerdrum, baseline jumper well off the mark. Claire Ruff has time here. Under 10 seconds to go. Claire Ruff. Back to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann attacking, drops it down to Kelsey Bremnes. Off the glass, no offensive rebound. Ann Siegenthaler beats the buzzer with an and one. Counted and the foul for Ann Siegenthaler. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up from 17. No offensive rebound. Nice. Put back Kelsey Bremnes.
Need to be active. There we go.
High post to Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes attacking nice through shot, a couple defenders, and she goes off the window and scores.
Great score.
How about Kelsey Bremnes? Last couple possessions offensively and defensively. Tyler, long cross-court feed, dangerous pass, and going high like a safety to pick it off. Emily Hartman. Hartman down the left side of the lane, up with the left hand. Couldn't get it to roll in.
Nice
offensive
hustle.
Rebound and a cleanup. Jasper Gerber.
Great hustle.
Riley Christensen, right wing. Both studios on their feet now. Claire Ruff for a big three. Oh, my goodness. She nailed it. Claire Ruff has 28 in the McDonald lead back to 10.
Aaron goes behind her back.
Nice move to the cup. Kisses it off the glass and scores. Oh, Aaron pirouetting to the rack. Inbounds to Hartman, and Hartman up and in for two. A beautifully set inbound play for the Lady Macs. It's 69-55.
The first step taken, and the road to the Resh continues. But now, a return road trip to Neillsville with a regional crown on the line. This is McDonald Lady Macs Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time. WOGO, your sports station. McDonald Macs Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Macs is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max pregame show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to the Neillsville Fieldhouse, Neillsville High School, home of the Warriors and site of this WIAA Division IV Girls Basketball Regional Final game, pitting your number 3 seed McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number 2 seed, the Neillsville Warriors. McDonald just picked up their 20th win of the season last night, 69-57 in a regional semi over Cadott. Thumping Spencer 60-25 with the Neillsville Warriors. That was their 24th win of the season. They've had only one setback the entire year. They are 24-1. They are champions of the Cloverbelt East Conference, a perfect 14-0. McDonald 20-5 on the season, 12-2 in conference play, finished second only to Eau Claire Regis. This is the second meeting between these two teams. They began their seasons against one another, seems an age ago, November 18th back in 2025. McDonald came here on this home floor for the Warriors and lost 55-34. It was a dominant defensive performance for Nielsville. That is what they do. They hold opponents to under 28 points per game while scoring over 60. McDonald on the other side, solid defensively, giving up 46.4 points per game, scoring about 58. The eastern side of the Clover Belt versus the western side of the Clover Belt is what we have in store here for you today, and we will continue to break it down on our WOGO Sports pregame show. And as always, we appreciate the great sponsors making it possible for us to follow Chi-High and McDonald basketball wherever they may go, regular season and postseason. Before we continue with our pregame show and our interviews with head coach Sally Williams, unable to catch up with Coach Geyer beforehand, but of course, congratulations to Coach Geyer. That win over McDonald back in November was his 500th of his illustrious career here at Nielsville. But a few housekeeping items from the WIAA. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Royal Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Awards since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling to gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle and low-fat chocolate milk restores post-game muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. The team's taking the floor for warm-ups. We'll be back right after this McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Book your free home water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's playoff pregame regional final here in Nielsville on WOGO Sports, live video stream on YouTube, the radio broadcast as well, here with head coach Sally Williams of McDonald. And coach, obviously this game harkens back to one that seems forever ago. 3+ months ago, you played here, lost 55-34. Is there any bearing from that game to this one because the teams have gone through an entire season since?
I mean, it's just playing in this atmosphere, I guess, like being in the gym. There's a little bit of that, but I wouldn't say anything from that game. I mean, that, like you said, it's so long ago, and we've both changed so much. And there's going to be lots of changes throughout the game, so it'll be a chess match.
First playoff game to second. We talk about first game to second in the regular season that you see a dramatic improvement. Do you expect that here tonight where you say, hey, we'll look sharper, be sharper?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, is to be our best when the best is required. And so hopefully that they're all focused and ready to go, which they are, and it's going to be a great atmosphere.
Nielsville obviously plays stifling defense. What do you do to contend with that offensively? I mean, certainly not giving them free possessions with turnovers is key.
Yeah, absolutely not. Taking care of the ball, and that's something that they're high intensity and just solid fundamentals on defense, and they're going to try to force you into shots that you don't want to take. And so being smart about shot selection, trying to give us second chances on the boards, and just continuing to be smart in our offense and stay within the plan.
Coach, it should be a very incredible atmosphere. Not everyone gets to play in a regional championship, so it's a treat to be here tonight. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head Coach Sally Williams of McDonald back after this with Coach Geyer of Nielsville on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory. 715-832-RESP. Your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin. And online at ghr-ec.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Lady Max playoff pregame here on WOGO Sports Live from Nielsville. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. And over 20 studies support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they've seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Coming up, we'll get to the Toyson Ford keys to the game, but Dave, I believe you were at the very first game of the season forever ago, November 18th, down here at Nielsville. McDonald lost that one 55-34. What did you see in that game that will need to change here in the second matchup of the season?
Well, the biggest thing, we just turned the ball over way too much.
I mean, 26
pressure,
times.
Yeah, their pressure got to us quite a bit throughout the whole game. So, I mean, obviously, you know, we got to handle the ball, handle the pressure. And you know, you got to give yourself a chance. And I guess that game, I just felt we didn't give ourselves a chance. So it's a new season, obviously, and it's been a long time since the last time we played them.
McDonald winning, of course, last night the regional semi 69-57, and a pretty easy victory 60-25 over the 7 seed Spencer for the 2nd seed in Neillsville Warriors. Your choice and forward keys to the game are coming up next, right after this on WOGO Sports. Lady Max playoff pregame continues on WOGO.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
To serve again.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
From custom homes to roof replacements and full renovations, Aerial Management and Construction in Chippewa Falls is the contractor you can trust. If you have hail damage from last May, you have 1 year to file your claim. Get your exterior checked before May 15th. Don't settle for the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. And if you're building your dream home, planning an addition, or looking to remodel, choose Aerial Management and Construction for clear communication and quality craftsmanship. AerialMGMT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Playoff pregame continues here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan. Here is your McDonald Central Lady Max, the number 3 seed on the road at the 2 seed, the Neillsville Warriors, in a regional final WIA Division 4 action. It's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave, what would you say is a key or two here tonight for the Lady Max? You touched on it a little bit. 26 turnovers, got to cut that down by at least half.
Yeah, and I guess my thing, and I just think somehow, you know, Aaron Ann and Claire have to stay on the floor and not get in foul trouble. And I think the other thing a little bit is you got to shorten the bench here. You know, you can't play. Sally does a great job of playing all 10, 11 girls, and I think tonight we just got to shorten that up a little bit. You got to somehow keep those three on the floor almost the whole game.
You're playing an elite team here tonight in Neillsville that's won 16 in a row. Their only setback was to Eau Claire Regis, who, of course, is the number one seed in this sectional. Your Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the Deal Row. You'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 2 minutes as we get closer to pregame here on WOGO Sports. Tip-off coming up shortly.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
It's almost time for tip-off here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Sam Aberle to our right, our video producer, and back of the WOGO home base in Halley is Zach Wycheck. What would be your final message tonight here to the Lady Macs before they take the floor in this regional final, Dave?
Hey, play loose, push the football up the floor, and let's have some fun.
Should be a great one here. The Warriors and the Lady Macs, we're back in 3 minutes with tip-off, back in three on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Book your free home water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
It's game time here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls Regional Final from Neesville. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs, the number two seed, being introduced first. Neesville with their white uniforms with red numerals and lettering, red accents on the sides of the shorts and tanks. And the gray outlines, McDonald resplendent in their traveling black uniforms with the royal blue numerals and lettering. Royal blue and white checks and accents on the sides of the tanks and shorts. They'll start Aaron Singenthaler, 5'7", junior, number one, 6.2 points per game, leads the team in assists. Chloe Flanagan, the 5'4", senior, 2.0 points per game, 2.1 assists per game for number four. Ann Singenthaler, the leading rebounder, 5'8", junior, 12 points per game, second on the team. Claire Ruff, team's leading scorer at 14.4 points per game in the regular season. She's hit 39 threes on the season, the 5'7 junior. And rounding out the starting five, Emily Hartman, 5'7 junior, leads the team in free throw attempts, 6.3 points per game for second-year head coach Sally Williams. On the other side for the home team, number 12, Layla Walk, the junior, leads them in assists and 5 points per game as well. Maddie Table, 18 points per game, also leads them in steals, the junior, number 14. Number 30, Braylon Anding, the junior, 8.5 points per game. Number 31, Tessa Warren, 7.3 points per game for the junior. And rounding out the starting five, Jess Kuhn, the senior, 6.1 points per game for John Geyer, who, as we mentioned before, got his 500th career victory in that first game of the season when they beat McDonald here on this floor 55-34. Neillsville is 24-1. They've won 16 in a row. McDonald 20-5. From the western side to the eastern side of the Clover Belt, and this clash begins now, Dave.
Yes, I mean, let's tip it up and let's get going.
We do not have heights listed for Neillsville, but Tessa Warren, just seeing her playing against Regis in that Clover Belt crossover game, she's not as tall as Evelyn Borcherding for the Ramblers, but only by maybe a couple inches. And honestly, Coach Geyer, as I found out from Jason Zaleski, always concedes the tip. So McDonald will move right to left. Singenthaler to Chloe Flanagan, left wing. Claire Ruff and Ann Singenthaler had 10 apiece. A season opening loss here on the road at Neillsville way back in November, a lifetime ago. Quick three from Aaron Singenthaler. That comes up short. Chance at an offensive rebound for Ann Singenthaler. Instead, it's taken away by Braylon and Anding.
Good ball movement. You got a nice shot out of it.
Maddie Dable does a little bit of everything for Neillsville. She'll drop it off right side. Layla Walk, the assist leader, throws up top to Warren, the lengthy junior. Jess Kuhn, the senior, on the left for Hartman. Chloe Flanagan had a chance at a steal, couldn't quite get to it. Kick to the left corner. Quick three on the way for Neillsville. They love shooting the three. Rims in and out. Scramble for the offense. Rebound. Table had it for a moment. Loose along the baseline. And a jump ball. And that will go Neillsville's way because, again, they conceded the tip. So the Warriors will inbound underneath. No score early on in this game here on WOGO Sports on the radio and the live video stream. Kuhn to inbound. Goes into Warren. Warren, baseline jumper, comes up in and out, knocked away along the baseline, and a tough pass stepping along the baseline first is Emily Hartman. So a turnover will go to the Warriors, and Kuhn will inbound again.
Thought we were going to get one over the back, but they came over a little bit. Usually early in the game they call those.
Let's see how that develops as this contest goes along. Kuhn from the opposite side of the baseline now to inbound. The senior holding, waiting, goes right side. Quick jumper along the baseline, in and out. This time Chloe Flanagan secures the rebound off the miss by Andy. Bear Ruff left wing. Claire pulls up from 16 feet. Front rim, no. Rebound to Layla Walk. Walk runs into Chloe Flanagan. Chloe's called for a block.
Yep. That's all right.
16:44 to play. First whistle on either side. Donald, of course, a little trouble with fouls last night against Kadat. Handing to inbound. Drops into Kuhn. Kuhn picks up her dribble outside the arc. Back to Anding up top between the wheels. Guarded by Claire Ruff. Crosses over. Right wing to Kuhn. Kuhn against Emily Hartman. Kuhn has it poked away from her by Hartman. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Good quick hands by Emily Hartman, the junior.
We're really pressured. Well, we're pressuring very hard. Very well right now. You know, sort of made them a little stymied here a little bit.
Thrown to the backcourt to Maddie Dable. And 18 points per game leads the way for Nielsville, just a junior. I remember seeing her play when she was just a freshman. You could already see the talent. Warren up top, straddling the arc, looking for help, trying to avoid a five-second count. She will by just a whisker. She'll drop it off to Anding. Anding puts it on the floor with the left hand. Guarded by Claire Ruff, shoots to the right corner to Warren. Warren across the foul line with the dribble. Knocked away by Hartman. Nice job, Hartman's going to get a loose. Hartman has a one-on-one down the right side of the lane.
There we
She's
go.
Fouled as she goes hard to the rim. Jess Kuhn backpedaling very quickly. Is not able to get out of the way in time, and she commits the infraction. One whistle apiece on either team. 15:59 to play, and we're seeing who will crack the scoreboard first. Good opportunity to do it here for Miss Emily Hartman.
Great pressure by Emily. Cause that turnover.
Free throw's good. McDonald. Hartman leads the team in free throw attempts, and she knocks down a pair. Well done. Mark throughout the course of the season, Emily's worked very hard to raise that free throw percentage significantly this year. Walk in the backcourt to Kuhn. She's got to get it across quickly. Kuhn does across the Nielsville logo. Maybe not as comfortable dribbling up top, and she'll look to give it up. Finds Layla Walk, talented point guard. Down the right side of the lane. Nice take to the lane. Rims it in and out on the layup attempt. Rebound is Sigenthal.
Push.
Sigenthal right down the heart of the lane. Pulls up with the right hand. Bounces off the back and in.
Nice job. Push it. Keep it. Keep that ball up the floor.
Knocked out of bounds by Erin Sigenthaler. She'll get a double high five from Ann Sigenthaler. 15:27 to go here in the first half. 4-0. The Lady Max lead. Kuhn is going to check out. And Emerson Ormond, another senior. Senior for senior comes in. She averages just under 4 points per game.
Brought in another ball handler the way it looks.
So Ormond across the timeline. Guarded by Sigenthaler, top of the key. Handing. At the left elbow. Goes to Warren up top. Warren to Ormond, the senior right wing, holding on her right hip. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Backtracks near the logo. Still working a left-handed bounce, looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Back up top to Anding. And Anding, couple left-handed bounces. Straddles the arc, drops off for Warren. Warren looking for a ball handler herself, and she'll drop it off to Maddie Dable. Dable with Hartman on her. Dable gets by her. Hartman gives way to Sigenthal. Ormond down the right side of the lane. Kick out. Layla Walk. Good head fake. Takes it hard to the rim. High off the glass. It scores.
Nice patience by them.
4-2. McDonald has their lead trimmed in half. Dangerous cross-court pass thrown away by Claire Ruff. A chance to tie or take the lead here for Nielsville as Kelsey Bremnes and Riley Christensen will check in. Emily Hartman and Chloe Flanagan will check out. Pair of juniors, number 24 and number 3. Riley averages 6.5 points per game. Kelsey averages 3.8. Some great minutes last night against Kadat for Kelsey Bremnes in particular. And really, both of them had a great spark off the bench for Coach Sally Williams.
Let's keep this pressure on. Keep it going.
Anding pulls up just inside the foul line to Ormond. The senior looks to the post and nothing there, guarded by Kelsey Bremnes. Ormond across the foul line. Swings it out to Layla Walk. She's got a very quick first step. Drops down to Dable. Dable up with the left hand, ties the game. From the right side, Maddie Dable. We're even at four apiece. And Sigenthaler attacked the rim. Her shot blocked with a foul. Feed from Riley Christensen. That's the second whistle of the game against Nielsville. And that one goes against Maddie Dable, her first. To mention the team's second. And Sigenthaler will go to the line. Lauren Buescher about to come in for Coach Sally Williams. Free throw for Ann Sigenthaler. That one rims out. So we stay knotted at four apiece. And Lauren Buescher is supposed to come in for the shooter, it looks. So she'll stay by the scorer's table for the time being.
Yeah,
Second free throw for Ann Sigenthaler. That's good. Ann Sigenthaler has 3 points. She'll check out Lauren Buescher and Emily Hartman immediately back in as Claire Ruff also will take a break. Sub for Coach Geyer as well. Eden Marg, the freshman, she averages almost 10 points and almost 6 rebounds per game. Talented youngster. McDonald with some full court pressure. Broken easily by Walk across the timeline. Riley Christensen staying with her right side. A wide open three for Anding, and that hits the backside of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Dragged out of bounds. Help ball. And that should go McDonald's way, and it will. With 13:41 to play, they lead 5-4.
Good fight. Emily getting up after that rebound. Keep pushing the ball up the floor on when you get a chance.
Now some at least three-quarter court pressure for the Warriors. Dangerous pass. Riley Christensen couldn't get a hold of it on the lob from Sigenthaler. Right side Anding. She'll have another look at a three. That one rims in and out. Riley Christensen, a great box out down low, and she's fouled from behind by Ormonds, who I think maybe got a little frustrated with the reach in there after Riley just moved her with the box out. That's the third whistle on Nielsville. Chloe Flanagan checks back in for Aaron Sigenthaler.
He's handled his pressure a little better.
So Hartman to inbound. Finds Riley Christensen right back to Hartman. Hartman gets by one defender across the timeline. Emily with full head of steam tries to drop a bounce pass down low. Gets away from Lauren Buescher with 13:19 to play. Kelsey Bremnes checks out. Riley Christensen checks out. Claire Ruff and Ann Sigenthaler back in. So a flurry of substitutions here early on for the Lady Mags.
Yeah, kept it short. Got him a little, quick little break. Now they can settle down and play this game a little bit.
Layla Walk, right wing. Guarded by Lauren Buescher. Kicks it back out for Anding. Anding puts on the floor with the left hand. Back to Walk. Wide open three. Right corner is good.
We got to be able to match up right away here.
Walk has 5. The lead is 7-5 for the Nielsville Warriors. Another dangerous pass and a steal. Anding going down the left side of the lane. Her layup too strong. Fight for the rebound taken away by Layla Walk. Walk thought about another three. Kicks in the corner. Now Anding has a wide open three. That one rims out, but an offensive rebound for Maddie Dable. Dable kicks it out left wing. Ormond attacking. Left elbow. Anding tries a deep jumper along the baseline. That one rims out. Another offensive rebound. Buescher fighting for it down low. We'll have another held ball, it looks like. And possession will still stay with the Warriors.
It's starting to heat up and get a little aggressive on us here. We got to fight back.
McDonald getting out-battled a bit on the offensive glass. 7-5 Nielsville with 12:33 to play here in the first half of the D4 regional final. Inbounds to a quick jumper. That one rims in and out, and Claire Ruff snaps down the rebound. She'll push ahead to Ann Sigenthaler. Ann, down the left side of the lane, up with a spin. Tough shot!
Nice shot.
How did she get that up and in? A whirly bird for Ann Sigenthaler. 7 apiece.
I thought she was going to go off glass, and that did not happen.
Ormond up top. Emily Hartman moving her feet very quickly. Anding left wing. Almost 6 minutes into the game. 14 combined points. We are deadlocked. Layla Walk drops it down. Beautiful look. An easy two for Eden Mark, who had a nice drop step. And the full court pressure for Nielsville. Claire Ruff to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan all the way across the floor to Ann Sigenthaler. Ann just inside the arc on the right wing. Back to Chloe left wing. Chloe. Pass fake. Lost the handle. Taken away by the Warriors. Anding up top. Drops down to Marg. The freshman back to Anding. She'll try a mid-range jumper and hit it. Anding her first points.
Get somebody in the middle here.
Largest lead for either team, 11-7. Nielsville, Claire Ruff. Baseline jumper's good. That'll settle things down a little bit as Claire gets her first points. Of course, she had 28 last night.
It's always nice to see that ball go in for her.
Ormond across the timeline. Emily Hartman sticking right with her. Ormond picks up the dribble. Anding from Marg. Marg posting up. They're looking for her. Outside the arc, Maddie Dable. Dable across the foul line. Kick out. Ormond for three. That one rims out. Claire Ruff pulls down the rebound. Ruff, long lead feed ahead to Ann Sigenthaler. Ann hard in the lane, and she walked with the basketball first. Officials on top of that one. Warren and Kuhn will come in. Chloe Flanagan, Lauren Buescher exit. So both Singenthalers on the floor. Riley Christensen, Claire Ruff, Emily Hartman, the five on the floor for Coach Williams.
We're doing a great job. Keep pushing that ball up the floor.
11-9. McDonald trailing by two here. Just over 10.5 minutes to go in the first half. Live from Nielsville on Wogo Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and Wogo.com.
Oh.
Singenthaler hand caught in the cookie jar as she reached in trying to strip it away from Maddie Dable. That's the first on Aaron Singenthaler, team second. We got our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. They're rough against Ormond. 2-point lead for the home team. Ormond lost it on the floor. Emily Hartman.
That's it, Emily.
There's another tie-up. And the possession will go to the Lady Macs. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Lady Macs from Freeze Financial Group and Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. And Jasmine Gerber will check in here for Ann Singenthaler. So Jasmine, number 43, this junior, six-footer. As Layla Walk comes in for Ormond. Into the backcourt, Aaron Singenthaler. Picked up by Layla Walk right at the timeline. Long cross-court pass. Riley Christensen had to show off her hops to get up to that one. Now to the left corner. Claire Roth jabbing against Warren. Riley Christensen, high on the right. Back to Aaron Singenthaler. Aaron looking to the post. Nothing there yet. Finds Emily Hartman in the right corner. Hartman loops it back for Aaron Singenthaler. High post entry. Tipped pass and a steal by Layla Walk. Walk, left alone. She'll take a three. Hits the front of the rim.
Oh,
rebound. Warren. And Warren an easy two.
We get lost in transition here on defense a little bit.
Back to a four-point lead for Nielsville. Emily Hartman, extra pass. Claire Ruff, corner three. That one rips in and out, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nielsville. Riley Christensen, a good battle down there. Hey, if you have hail damage from last May, you have 1 year to file your claim, so get your exterior check before May 15th. And don't settle for the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. That's Aerial Management and Construction. Lady Max to inbound. Claire Ruff takes it right wing. Fires it down to Jasmine Gerber. Gerber goes right at Warren. Can't get it to fall.
See, that's
over the back.
That's just too easy to call. That's all right. We got to keep those girls on the floor.
The team fouls even at three apiece with 9:21 to play. That is the first on Ann Singenthaler. Walk, a dangerous pass of her own. Claire Ruff almost knocked it away. Now Warren high on the left. Into the left corner. They'll look down to the post. That's Mark. Mark has her shot swatted away by Claire Ruff. Claire says, no, ma'am. Nielsville will inbound underneath the hoop. They lead by four, 13-9, as we are 9 seconds away from the midway point here of the first half. Kuhn, the senior, to inbound. Maddie Dable calling for it, doesn't get it. Looped up top to Warren instead. Now she'll find Dable. The leading scorer for the Nielsville Warriors, the junior. She'll put it on the floor with the right hand. Pulls it up with the right elbow. Dable drops it down to Mark. Mark cutting baseline. She's tied up. Her possession will stay with Nielsville.
Good defense.
There have been a number of tie-ups early on here as the possession arrow will switch back to the Lady Macs with Kuhn inbound.
Just the pressure that we're putting on them here is causing all these little jump balls.
Inbounds to Marg.
Straight up.
Marg in the lane, back up top to Dable. On for a screen, gets it from Warren. Dable up top, getting another screen from Warren, left side to Walk. Layla Walk up top to Warren. Handoff. Maddie Dable, the junior, matched up against Singenthaler. Crosses over into the lane. Tries to drop one down low. Knocked out of bounds. A kick. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. A long possession here for the Nielsville Warriors. Mark hands it back to Kuhn. Kuhn looking for the three. Instead, kicks into the right corner. Gets it back on the wing. Kuhn, a tough screen from Warren up top. Miss Kuhn holding, left alone. She'll try a three, back bracket, no, long rebound.
Nice job, Jasmine.
Pulled down by Jasmine Gerber. Erin Siegenthaler, left wing, just inside the arc. Erin up top, another dangerous pass, knocked out of bounds by Layla Walk. Active in the passing lanes of the Neillsville Warriors. Donald needs to be decisive with the basketball. They turned it over 26 times here back in November. They've gotten better and better in that department throughout the course of this season. Trailing by 4, 13-9. Just over 8 minutes to go here in the first half. Very full Neillsville Fieldhouse. Another dangerous pass and a steal this time by Marg, the freshman. Foul. Down the lane, and her layup is good. Push ahead to Claire Ruff in the right corner. Claire to Riley Christensen. Touch pass and Siegenthaler. Shoots it to Erin Siegenthaler, right wing. Claire Ruff, head fake against Marg. Back to Siegenthaler. 15-9, largest lead for either team. Neillsville leads by 6. Just over 7.5 minutes to go. Claire Ruff with the right elbow. Two-handed catch. Wheels it back to Riley Christensen. Siegenthaler in the right corner. Neillsville again, suffocating defense. That's what they do well, averaging under 28 points per game allowed.
They do a great job of covering all areas. Can't rely just on Claire in the corner to shoot a three here.
Great. Riley Christensen, she'll take a three. That one off the back rim. Claire Ruff, offensive rebound. Claire finds Erin Siegenthaler. Nice Erin from 8 feet is good.
Yes.
Her first points tonight. 15-11. Donald down 4. Handing, picks it up in the backcourt, shoots it to Layla Walk. Walk into the left corner. Good closeout by Siegenthaler, prevents a three from Dable. Dable against Riley Christensen, moving her feet very quickly. Into that corner, Kuhn trapped over there, and we'll have a blocking foul called on Riley Christensen. That's the team's fourth. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. And Siegenthaler out. Emily Hartman back in. Junior for Junior. 4-point lead for the Neillsville Warriors. 6:35 and counting here in the first half. Long cross-court pass tipped away by Claire Ruff into her own bench. She was eyeballing a steal there.
Almost had.
Trying to give Neillsville a little taste of their own medicine as they have picked off a number of McDonald passes so far here in the first. Warren takes the inbound, turns to face the hoop. Back to Layla Walk. Walk picks up her dribble to Warren. High on the right, guarded by Emily Hartman. Shoot down along the baseline, to Handing. Tough jumper along the baseline. That rims in and out. Claire Ruff takes down the rebound.
Nice job on the rebound.
Push ahead to Emily Hartman. Hartman down the middle of the lane. Fights a pass out to Siegenthaler. To Claire Ruff. A deep three left of the circle. She's blasted it.
That's it.
Oh, that's a big three from Claire Ruff. She has 5. The McDonald deficit is just 1. 15-14 as we're in the final third of the first half. Lady Max hanging right with the Warriors. Maddie Dable to answer for 3. The lefty, no. Offensive rebound, not this time, as Claire Ruff pulls down the defensive board. Emily Hartman, chance for McDonald to retake the lead. Extra pass, Riley Christensen for 3. Back rim, no. Fight for the rebound, won by Maddie Dable of Neillsville. She'll slow it down for a moment. Now she'll speed as she'll take a deep 3. Or maybe could have got called for a foul there. We'll let play resume. High off the glass. No, but now we'll have a whistle on the other side as Erin Siegenthaler traversing down the paint. They may have got Dable with her second. They did indeed. So Maddie Dable picks up 2 with 5:21 to play. See what Coach Geyer elects to do. 15-14, McDonald down 1. Erin Siegenthaler ties the game. Well done by Erin Siegenthaler. And you've been mentioning again, when McDonald has a chance to attack without the Neillsville defense being set, you have to take.
You got to go. You got to try to. Well, they're doing a great job here driving to the basket. If they don't have it, swinging the ball around, see if we can get an open shot. They've done a great job.
Second free throw rims out, so we're tied at 15. And a quick whistle down low, 80 feet from the bucket. Yeah. They've gotten Emily Hartman with that one. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Warren takes to the left corner, gets it back from Ormond, finds Layla Walk. Walk into the right corner. Anding, quick closeout, drops it down to Marg. Back to Layla Walk. Walk off the screen, leaves it for Ormond left wing. Under 5 minutes to play, tied at 15. Warren turns to face the hoop, guarded closely. Out to Walk. Walking to the right corner. Anding has a good look at a three, and she hits it. Anding has five. Ball movement just a little bit too good there.
Someone help. There we go. They're fouled.
Railed out by a foul. Chloe Flanagan was trapped between Walk and Anding, and Anding, I think, will be called with that one. Team fouls just about as even as the score, five apiece. That was actually called on Walk, her first. 18 to 15, McDonald trailing by three. They'll inbound from in front of the Warriors bench. Emily Hartman in the left corner, Riley Christensen. Shoots to Chloe Flanagan up top. The senior at the logo. To Riley Christensen. Riley, couple bounces, then back to Chloe. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Riley Christensen shoots in the corner. Kelsey Bremis drops it down to Emily Hartman. Working against Warren. Fights a pass out. Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan attacking the lane. Drops down in the corner. Kelsey Bremis. She'll try a long two. That one off the mark. And rebound secured by Ormond. 4 minutes and change to play here in the first half. And Siegenthaler trying to tie up Walk. Doesn't quite get it. Walk high on the right wing. Long feed across. McDonald looks like they're playing a little bit more of a 1-3-1 now. Warren looking to the post, instead back out to Walk. Long cross-court pass, cutting baseline.
And one.
Let's get in a foul for Anding. Braylon Anding makes it 20-15 with a chance at a three-point play. Riley Christensen called for the foul. McDonald's sixth, their last one to give. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Kuhn in for Warren.
We pressured so hard on the strong side, that's just leaving that weak side open. They found it.
Backdoor cut by Anding. Her free throw is good. Braylon Anding leads all scorers with eight. Back to a six-point lead. Another dangerous pass, but Chloe Flanagan comes to get it. Finds Ann Siegenthaler. Aaron Siegenthaler outside the arc. Chloe Flanagan up top. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Ann Siegenthaler back to Chloe. Shoots it across to Aaron Siegenthaler with under 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. McDonald down two full possessions, 21-15. Aaron Siegenthaler against Ormond, the senior. Chloe Flanagan up top. Right side feed all the way across the floor to Ann Siegenthaler from Aaron. Chloe Flanagan. Chloe attacks in the paint up with the left hand just off the mark. Offensive rebound, Kelsey Bremnes back to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron will backtrack. Couple dribbles. Chloe Flanagan to Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey attacks the paint off the glass and good.
Good pass. Good look.
Kelsey Bremnes pulls McDonald back within four. 21-17. Ormond across the timeline. Into the double. Throws up high. Pick in the right corner. Kuhn wide open for three. That one way too long, and Chloe Flanagan with the rebound. McDonald will push. Chloe has a one on three. Down the left side of the lane. Knocked away from behind. No foul call. Jarred it loose. Walk to Anding, right wing. McDonald scrambling to get back here on defense. Anding to Layla Walk. 2:24 to play. Back to Anding, and we have a push on Emily Hartman. That'll be over the limit for McDonald. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum at 715-720-4000 and 720-4000. First Lady Max player with two fouls is Emily Hartman, as Coach Williams getting a quick word with one of the officials. Walk will shoot a 1-1 here. Her team up 21-17.
Riley
throw rims out. Riley has two as well. You're right. And Siegenthaler being pursued from behind.
Swing the ball.
Working along the baseline. Fights a pass out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Donald still down just four. 2:10 to go. High post entry. Kelsey Remnis. Attack against Warren. Fights it out. Knocked away. Last touched by Layla Walk. Get the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. GibsonsWaterCare.com for your free home analysis. To set it up, GibsonsWaterCare.com. Kelsey Remnis into Aaron Siegenthaler. Donald down a couple possessions, 21-17. Looking for a solid offensive set here. Siegenthaler in the right corner. Back out to Chloe Flanagan. High post entry, Kelsey Remnis. Kelsey back out to Chloe. Chloe for three. That one back rim. No. Fight for the rebound. Kelsey had it for a moment. Kuhn takes it away. Kuhn now trapped along the baseline. And we have a whistle and a foul. Fair rough trying to campaign, but she was tying her up. And said that's the eighth team foul on McDonald with 1:43 to play. And it's a 1-1 on the other side for Jess Kuhn, the senior.
They keep their arms straight up. As soon as they bring their arms down, they're gonna call it. So it is a foul.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. That's Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. This free throw's good for Kuhn. That's her first points. 1:43 remaining, 22-17, 5-point lead for Nielsville, a chance to regain their largest advantage of the evening at 6. If Kuhn can hit a second free throw here. That was the first whistle against Claire Ruff, by the way, and Claire snaps down the rebound off the miss. Donald's still down 5. Ruff to Ann Siegenthaler. Guarded closely by Andy. Off top, Kelsey Remnis. Right side, Aaron Siegenthaler to Chloe Flanagan. Chloe, high post entry. Kelsey Remnis, extra pass. And Siegenthaler rims out a three. And Warren took it away from Kelsey Remnis, knocked loose in the corner. It'll be Nielsville basketball.
That thing was down.
So McDonald robbed of a three and then robbed of a rebound. As it looked like Kelsey had an offensive board, and Warren was just able to take it away over the top cleanly.
Let's see what we're in here now. We should be in a man-to-man.
22-17, McDonald down 5. Warren out to Walk. Walk puts it on the floor with the right hand. Comes to a jump stop outside the lane. Back out to Warren. Nielsville in no hurry here. And McDonald over the limit on fouls. Walk, right block extended. Will dribble it back up top. Layla Walk comes to a jump stop. Fights it out to Maddie Dable. Rather, Ormond. Ormond guarded by Claire Ruff. Ormond gets by her. Kick to Anding. Tipped pass. Anding along the baseline. Double back to Ormond with 44 seconds to play.
Play good defense here. Just keep playing it.
Warriors looking to take as much clock as they can here.
Chloe.
Walk, right wing. Guarded by Chloe Flanagan. Walk driving baseline up with the right hand. No. Rebound Kelsey Remnis. Good box out. Finds Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler across the timeline, and she's pushed from behind on a reach in by Kuhn. That's the second, I believe, on Jess Kuhn. Team sixth. So now only one more to give for Nielsville as well. Or rather, none left to give for Nielsville. With 25 seconds to play. McDonald down 22-17. You would love to see a bucket here. Claire Ruff has it. Good head fake. She's doubled to the right corner. Kelsey Remnis to Aaron Siegenthaler. 18 seconds to play. Chloe Flanagan drops down to Aaron Siegenthaler at the left block. She'll attack. Twist between a couple defenders. Goes up strong. No, but a foul on Ormond. With 12.9 seconds to play, shooting foul. So Ann Siegenthaler, who split a pair of free throws tonight, will be at the line shooting two more. Grace Home Respiratory, a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. First free throw back rim, no, for Ann Siegenthaler. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Chance to come back within four with a made free throw here for Ann Siegenthaler. 12.9 seconds left.
See if we can knock it down. See if we can get a steal quick on it. Inbounds.
Free throw is good.
Now we can set up our press.
22-18, 4-point game. Donald needing to hold here defensively. Knocked away out of bounds. Aaron Siegenthaler with 6.6 seconds left.
No silly fouls. No drive to the basket. Let's make him shoot a jumper.
In the backcourt, Dable with 5 seconds to play. Dable for 2 seconds. She's not going to get a shot off. Throws one out the rim. Hits it in front of the iron. And a hard-fought first half. Just 4 points separating the two teams in this D4 regional final. 18 minutes to determine whose season ends and who moves on to next Thursday's sectional semi. We'll step out and be back with halftime here on WOGO Sports. Stats, highlights, analysis all coming up right after this. This is Lady Max Playoff Basketball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From custom homes to roof replacements and full renovations, Aerial Management and Construction in Chippewa Falls is the contractor you can trust. If you have hail damage from last May, you have 1 year to file your claim. Get your exterior checked before May 15th. Don't settle for the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. And if you're building your dream home, planning an addition, or looking to remodel, choose Aerial Management and Construction for clear communication and quality craftsmanship. Aerial, MGMT.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Halftime here in Neillsville. 4 points separate McDonald and the Warriors. The number 3 and number 2 seeds respectively in this D4 regional semi. Winner moves on to the sectional semi at a neutral site on Thursday. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Zach Wycheck at the Wogo home base in Halley, our audio producer, video producer on site for the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube is Sam Aberley. Highlights coming up. We'll get you the leading scores as well. But here in the first half, what have you liked about what McDonald has done? Where will they need to build on that in the second half to try to pull out an upset win here?
Well, I think what's exciting is, you know, they're not afraid. You know, they're taking that ball. They're pushing it up the floor. They're driving to the basket, getting fouls. You know, and if anything, you know, you look at, you know, okay, Claire's our main scorer, and she hasn't scored many baskets. So sooner or later here in the second half, you're waiting for her to all of a sudden pop a few. And so, no, I think we're in a really good spot right now.
If you thought they might take the floor a little intimidated, again, a lot of people out here from Nielsville. You lost by 21 to this team, turned the ball over 26 times, didn't play real well that first game. But, again, this is a very confident McDonald team. And I wouldn't necessarily say they've had Nielsville set back on their heels for long, but I think they've gone toe-to-toe with them and earned some respect in the first half.
Well, and, you know, all of a sudden Nielsville got up five. And, you know, and they're used to all of a sudden five. They hit a three, and they get momentum and all of a sudden get ahead by 10-12. You know, we fought back. I mean, only being down four, and, you know, we can always say, well, if this worked or that worked, we'd be even, you know. So no, where they're at, the position they're in, I mean, they got to feel real good about themselves. I know Chloe, I asked her, what do you think? She said, well, I'm a little nervous. I said, well, you should be. It's a big game.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hope that, boy, you know, they come out and just they believe that they can get this job done.
Let's hear how the first half sounded. A preview of your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. The Fiber Fast Plays of the Half sound like this.
Oh. Push.
Siegenthaler right down the heart of the lane. Pulls up with the right hand. Bounces off the back and in.
Nice job. Push it. Keep it.
Now, to Claire Ruff snaps down the rebound. She'll push ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann, down the left side of the lane, up with a spin. Tough shot.
Nice shot.
How did she get that up and in? A whirly bird for Ann Siegenthaler. Seven apiece. Away. Now Warren high on the left. Into the left corner. They'll look down to the post. That's Mark. Mark has her shot swatted away by Claire Ruff. Tough jumper along the baseline. That rims in and out. Claire Ruff takes down the rebound.
Nice job on the rebound.
Push ahead to Emily Hartman. Hartman down the middle of the lane. Fights a pass out to Siegenthaler. To Claire Ruff. Ruff, a deep three left in the circle. She's blasted.
That's it.
Oh, that's a big three from Claire Ruff. She has five. The McDonald deficit is just one. 15-14. Aaron will backtrack. Couple dribbles. Chloe Flanagan to Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey attacks the paint. Off the glass and good.
Good pass. Good look.
That's how it sounded in the first half. Your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Half. Your leading scorers coming up after this on WOGO Sports. It's halftime. McDonald trailing Nielsville 22-18.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Second half about to begin here on WOGO Sports. McDonald Lady Max playoff basketball. Discover a future of excellence that is rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year, McDonald is now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. Scoring went like this in the first half. Braylon Anding with a game-high 8 points for Nielsville, as they've had 6 players score. 5 for Layla Walk, 4 for Eden Marg, 2 apiece for Tessa Warren, and for Maddie Davel, 1 for Jess Kuhn. On the other side, McDonald's led by Ann Sigenthaler, 6 points. Claire Roughhead, 5. 3 for Aaron Sigenthaler, 2 for Emily Hartman, 2 for Kelsey Bremnes. Baskets on either side, Dave, have not been easy to come by here tonight.
No, they're both playing pretty good defense. So, you know, they're both just trying really hard. So that's what's fun to watch. You know, start of the second half here, we get the ball and see if we can get a nice open shot for Claire, knock it down, get a 3, get our momentum right away.
22-18, the score if you're just joining us on the radio. Of course, you're seeing it if you're on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube as the second half begins. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Lady Max will start with the basketball, moving left to right. Chloe Flanagan, Aaron and Ann Sigenthaler, Emily Hartman, and Claire Ruff, original starting five, back out there on the floor for second-year head coach Sally Williams. Into the backcourt, Aaron Sigenthaler, as we are underway. 18 minutes to determine whose season ends and who moves on. Regional championship on the line. Claire Ruff all the way across the floor to Aaron Sigenthaler. Back to Claire on the right. Guarded by Maddie Davel. Chloe Flanagan up top. Back to Claire outside the arc right wing. Claire backtracking with a couple dribbles against Davel. Aaron Sigenthaler. Leaves it for Chloe Flanagan left wing. To Aaron Sigenthaler. Claire Ruff up top. Quick closeout by Layla Watt. Back to Aaron Sigenthaler. Aaron retreats in front of the McDonald bench. Flanagan to Claire Ruff. Extra pass and Sigenthaler in the left corner. Back to Claire Ruff. Such a tough 2-3 zone to work against. Bullet pass down to Sigenthaler. Chloe Flanagan attacks right nice back pass. To Ann. Over the top of Warren draws the foul. Warren slams the ball in frustration after the foul call. And I think the officials will just give her a quick word in the ear.
Missed
and say,
it.
Hey,
did she catch it or did it go up in the air?
It went up in the air.
Ooh, sometimes and, that's yeah. like automatic.
I think the official, I just saw the text sign as he was kind of saying, hey, just make sure we cool down the emotions. First free throw is good for Aaron Sigenthaler. One possession game. Ann Sigenthaler, excuse me. She has 7 points. Trying to pull McDonald back within a bucket here. And the second free throw. That one is good. Rattles through. 22-20. Lady Max get the job done on their first possession.
Get it.
Eden Marg pokes away from behind. Into the arms of Emily Hartman. Hartman picks up her dribble. Finds Aaron Sigenthaler against Maddie Davel. Ann Sigenthaler in the right corner. Back to Aaron. Aaron up top. Claire Ruff. Three takes the lead. A 2 ties it for McDonald. Aaron Sigenthaler pulls up for that 2. No fight for the offensive rebound. Ann Sigenthaler bats it into the corner and taken away by Layla Walk.
Hustle back.
Walk push ahead to Marg. Ahead of everybody. Good leak out there by Eden Marg, the young freshman. McDonald trying to do it themselves. Claire Ruff saves it back in bounds to Emily Hartman. Hartman a little bit of a bobble. Pulls up. Foul line jumper too strong. Rebound to Maddie Davel. Back to a 4-point lead for Nielsville. 24-20. 90-plus seconds into the second half. Anding pulls up. That one back rim. Long rebound secured by Chloe Flanagan. Claire Ruff left wing. Ruff a deep 3. That was her net! Claire Ruff pulls McDonald back within 1. She has 8, tied for a game high. Handing. Wheeling up top to Layla Wach. Wach just inside the 3-point arc. Guarded closely by Chloe Flanagan. Finds Jess Kuhn. And give a little head motion looking for a screen from the freshman Marg. Kuhn picks up her dribble. Marg up top between the wheels. Couple dribbles to Kuhn in the right corner, staying on the Nielsville logo right in front of the student section. Kuhn almost took an extra hop but kept the pivot foot down. Kicked by Claire Ruff in the corner. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Claire Ruff, Emily Hartman out. Riley Christensen, Kelsey Bremnes. The duo back in for Coach Sally Williams. 2.5 minutes into the second half. Kuhn holding, throws it to the left corner. Manning puts it on the floor, gives it right back to Kuhn. Close out by Riley Christensen. 24-23, McDonald down just one. Key to Marg. Marg right side for Anding. Close out by Ann Siegenthaler, prevents the three. Anding inside the arc, top of the wheel. Layla Wach right wing. On the floor with the left hand. Wach picks it up inside the arc. Back out to Marg. Maddie Dable right wing. Almost 3 minutes in the second half. Aaron Siegenthaler trying to knock it loose. Screen up top from Marg. The switch. Chloe Flanagan now on Maddie Dable. Dable gets fire, drives to the rim. Too strong off the glass. Nope. Got a nice English on it.
You got to play that hard defense. You got to be able to help a little bit.
Dable with 4. Kelsey Bremnes has her shot blocked. It's loose in the lane, and Nielsville scoops it up. 26-23, the Warriors up a full possession, looking for more. Dable attacking into the lane. Back out, Anding right wing. Screen coming from Marg. Little forearm shiver. Throw into the right corner. Jess Kuhn. Kuhn has a screen coming from Marg. She'll look for a 3 instead into the right corner. Anding. It's a screen again from Marg. Picks it up. Knocked away. Stolen by Ann Siegenthaler. Ann down the middle of the lane. Tough shot. Did she draw the foul?
Yep.
Yes, she did indeed. As she went down heavily, Claire Ruff, Emily Hartman got a quick blow, and now they'll be back in. 14-13, 26-23, McDonald down 3. Ann Siegenthaler has been a frequent guest at the Charity Stripe tonight. Whatever you're in, walking, running, hiking, working, playing, get back to it with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. First free throw. Back rim. If an injury or joint pain is holding you back, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to living your best life in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with the new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. 3-point game still. Chance for Ann Siegenthaler to pull the Lady Max back within 2 with 14-13 remaining. Second free throw. Off the side of the rim. Offensive rebound. Tips back to Ann Siegenthaler.
Another foul.
She tried to draw another foul. Didn't get the call this time. And Nielsville's going to come out of the scrum with it. Oh, McDonald. Oof. We deserved a whistle there.
Had our chance.
Handing up top. 26-23. Wach. Got it poked away from behind. Gets it back. And now a foul upon the other end as Wach draws one from Riley Christensen.
Your third.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 2-possession lead upcoming if Layla Walk's able to make at least one of these two with 13:52 remaining. The junior first free throw is good. He has 6, 27-23 the score. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Second free throw is good as well. 27-23. Layla Wach now with 7 points. Warren will check in for Marg, the freshman. Kelsey Bremnes will inbound against some full court pressure, guarding everyone but the inbounder. Bremnes into Aaron Siegenthaler, trying to avoid the trap. Long cross court pass. Jasmine Gerber. Claire Ruff spots up for a 3 in the left corner. Oh my goodness! Pure from the left corner pocket, Claire Ruff. And we're not going anywhere.
No.
She has 11. That's a game high. 28-26. McDonald down just a deuce. 13.5 to go. Looking to lock in defensively now. Able to walk. Walk inside the arc. Tipped pass. Warren up top. Warren to Ormond. Puts it on the floor with the left hand to walk in the left corner. Warren up top, passes up a chance at a three, guarded by the equally lengthy Jasmine Gerber. Layla Walk outside the arc.
Get up.
Walk puts on the floor with the left hand, drives between a couple defenders and reaching in and knocking away is Emily Hartman.
Ooh, that's her third too, I think.
With exactly 5 minutes gone by in the second half, Walk will go right back to the line. Shooting two.
Oh, we got Jasmine. Perfect.
So Jasmine Gerber picks up her first. So avoiding the third, Emily Hartman. Team fouls even at two apiece. Walk first free throw is good. And the money at the stripe. Get the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. Gibson'sWaterCare.com. That's Gibson'sWaterCare.com. Back to a two-possession game. Walk has made four in a row from the foul line. 30-26. Dangerous pass player. Ruff catches it in between two defenders, and she's fouled it. That's Maddie Dable. That's her third. 12:57. It is indeed the third on Maddie Dable. 12:57 left to go in the game. Coach Geyer.
Gonna let her run.
Leaving his junior out there.
So he's got to get in the middle here to help.
Fair rough left wing. She's been heating up here in the second half. Now a couple subs about to come in for Coach Geyer and Nielsville. Remnus to Claire Ruff. Ruff attacking down the middle of the paint. Pulls up from 12 feet. No rebound to Maddie Dable. Kelsey Remnus went down, tripped up incidentally. Back to Warren. Warren, one dribble to Dable. Donald's trailed by as many as six. Down four right now. 30-26 with 12 and a half to play. Out to Layla Walk. Walk up top for Anding, who led the way in scoring in the first half. Anding knocked away from her and stolen. Hartman has a one-on-one down the right side. Comes to a jump stop off the glass. No. Jasmine Gerber trying to fight down the rebound. Warren took it away. Now it's loose, and Anding takes it back. Anding pushes ahead to Layla Walk. Walk wide open the right corner. Passes up the three. She'll wait for her team to come to her. McDonald, a chance for a transition layup. Just couldn't get the finish there. Ormond had it stripped on the way to the hoop. Gets it back. Goes between a couple pairs of legs. Warren leaves for Walk. Ormond slow to get up. Walk. Back to the pivot to Warren. Wide open for three. That one rims out. Rebound to Kelsey Remnus. Remnus to Claire Ruff. 11:37 to play. Remnus up top from Claire Ruff. Emily Hartman Walk with the basketball. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls on the radio and the YouTube and Facebook Live video stream simultaneously here tonight. McDonald Lady Max basketball in a regional final at Nielsville, trailing by four. 11:32 to play. Kelsey Bremnis checks out. Claire Ruff, Chloe Flanagan, Jasmine Gerber, Emily Hartman, and Siegenthaler on the floor. And Coach Sally Williams. Feed to Eden Mark. Mark, good position down low. Blocked by Claire Ruff.
Great defense by Claire.
One on one. Claire with a rejection. Tough pass to Claire Ruff. High catch against Layla Walk. Claire lost it for a moment. Now looking for an outlet. Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing from Chloe Flanagan. Now's got to settle down, get a bucket here. Whistle and a reach and foul. No, a timeout. Timeout taken. 60-second timeout. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
McDonald basketball coming out of the timeout here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls.
Aaron Siegenthaler will inbound. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Aaron shoots it in to clear Ruff. Ruff lost it on the way to the hoop. Poked away from behind. Empty possession for McDonald, trailing by four, 30-26. Kuhn has a screen from Warren up top. The senior picks up her dribble, knocked away in the arms of Gerber from Claire Ruff. Ruff has a one-on-one. She'll pull it back out. Left wing to Aaron Siegenthaler. Wide open three for Aaron. Drops in and out.
Nice job,
Jasmine. Jasmine Gerber knocked it loose, but quick hands and a foul. Nielsville, Orman took it away.
She's only got one. That's only her second.
10:31 to play. McDonald quick to the ball. Nielsville at times tonight has just been a little bit quicker after it's a 50-50. Team fouls even at three apiece. Just the second, Jasmine Gerber, as you mentioned. Warren to Ormond. Ormond finds Marg. Marg lost it on the way to the hoop. Last touch by the Lady Max.
Nice job, Ann.
Ann and Aaron Siegenthaler, Jasmine Gerber, Emily Hartman, Claire Ruff, the five on the floor for Coach Williams. Maddie Dable will check back in. Playing with those three fouls, Ormond checking out. 10:20 left to go here. In a four-point game for a regional championship. Inbound to Warren. Right block extended. Kuhn in the corner. Long jumper, no. Claire Ruff. Pushed ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler up high off the glass. No offensive rebound, Siegenthaler. Kick out. Emily Hartman wide open. High arcing. Three won't go down. Another offensive rebound by Siegenthaler. Aaron has it in the right corner to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann in a crowd. Hangs in the air. No offensive rebound. No knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Aaron Siegenthaler. McDonald with the fight.
What great effort. Man, Ann and Aaron getting in there, getting those rebounds. Can't ask for anything more.
At some point, these baskets have to drop.
Gotta go.
Layla Walk across the timeline. Crosses over on Claire Ruff. Inside the arc, back to Warren. Warren, one dribble, looking for Dable. Dable guarded by Aaron Siegenthaler. Maddie Dable, the junior. Scores almost 18 per game. She's been held to four so far here tonight. Warren up top between the wheels. 30 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half. McDonald trailing 30-26. High post entry to Marg.
Nice post.
Drop step by Eden Marg. And back to the largest lead of the night. 6 points for either team. 32-26. Nielsville with the lead. Claire Ruff up top. Pulls the trigger on a three. That one rims out. Jasmine Gerber trying to save an inbound. She stepped on the baseline.
Ran a nice little set for Claire. They had a nice open look.
The ending will come back into the game for Coach Geyer.
Got to keep putting pressure on here, though.
32-26. Lady Max down six with 9:07 to play. Nielsville with the basketball threatening to take their largest lead of the night. Maddie Dable. 9 minutes to go. Right wing feed to Anding. And a game high eight in the first half. Anding comes to a jump stop. McDonald looking to draw the foul. Warren up top has a wide open three. Back rim. Who's going to get the rebound? And Siegenthaler will. McDonald has a 2-on-2. Siegenthaler back out to Claire Ruff. Ruff attacking. Pulls up. Beautiful drop pass down to Jasmine Gerber. Missed it point blank. Goes back. Yes. Counted in a foul. Jasmine staying with it.
She wanted a three-point play instead of a two.
Missed the bunny to give herself a chance of drawing the end one, I guess. Jasmine Gerber, Claire Ruff, looked like she was going to pop a jumper from the foul line. Instead, sidearms a pass down to Jasmine Gerber. And a beautiful feed. Jasmine at the line, shooting the end one. Her team now trailing just by four.
Jasmine,
free throw?
Yes.
It is good. Jasmine Gerber makes it a one-possession game again, 32-29. The Lady Max refusing to fall too far behind here. Screen up top for Ormond. Gives it back to Warren. Warren against Jasmine Gerber. Hands it off to Dable up top. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Dable up with the left hand. Too strong. Gets her own rebound. Dable puts it up and in. 34-29. Five-point game.
Where are you going?
Chloe Flanagan in the left corner. Finds a wide open hand. Siegenthaler, her shot blocked, but she gets it back. Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Riley Christensen back to Claire up top. Claire finds Chloe Flanagan left wing. Well beyond the arc. Chloe lost the handle up top. Now she's traveling for it on the floor. Fights it up to Claire Ruff. Claire was calling for a timeout. And did they give it to her? We'll see. Could be a held ball. Could be a timeout. And they're saying inadvertent whistle and Nielsville basketball. Thought we'd at least have a held ball or a timeout given to McDonald. Helena Flashinsky, by the way, comes into the game for the first time, number 23, the freshman.
There never was a possession, really. The ball was in the air.
34-29, McDonald down 5, and Nielsville with the basketball. Hermann across the timeline. Hermann picks up the dribble. Finds a cutting Dable. Dable, the jumper, comes up well short, but another offensive rebound that's marked. She lost it along the baseline out of bounds, staying with Nielsville. Seems like the majority of the 50-50 balls have gone the Warriors' way.
You know, we're begging and hoping here. We just need something good to happen.
Into Marg. Marg to Kuhn. Kuhn beyond the arc. Fights down in the post. Marg goes up strong, off the glass, and scores. He's a talented post player. 10 points. Lead in Marg. Largest lead of the night. 7 points, 36-29 for Nielsville. A lot of time remaining, over 7 minutes to go. Flashinsky into the right corner. Siegenthaler gives it back to Helena, right wing. Fires a pass. Riley Christensen pulls up. Looks for a jumper, hits it. From 12 feet out, Riley Christensen, her first basket. 36-31. Flashinsky is a great on-ball defender. Working against Maddie Dable. Moving the feet. Into the post again. That's Mark. Mark over the top of her defender and scores.
It is cleared out. And that's a freshman going at it.
38-31. Chloe Flanagan into the left corner. Siegenthaler.
Step at the elbow, Riley.
Elena Flashinsky fires it to Riley Christensen. Out to Chloe Flanagan. Chloe, that lefty. Three rims in and out. Robbed again. Mark with the rebound.
Great shot. It just didn't go.
Over 6 minutes to play, 38-31. McDonald down 7. Nielsville trying to extend the advantage here. Hormann picks up her dribble. Guarded nose to nose. Looked like she took an extra top step, and she did. Travel call.
They are trying to get it inside. They know where the mismatch is. Hopefully they switch up a little defense. Yep.
Flashinsky and Chloe Flanagan out. Riley Christensen and Aaron Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff on the floor for McDonald. Along with Emily Hartman. Final third of the second half. Lady Macs trailing 38-31. Can't afford many more empty possessions. Hartman, perfect jumper from the foul line. Timeout taken with 5:48 to play. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute, back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
The Lady Macs have been in some close games this year. Think of Elk Mound. Think of Cameron. One win, one loss. This one could go down to the wire as well. Down 5, trying to make a push on defense here.
They got a great defensive team in here now. I think we can put a little more pressure on them than before.
Handing up top. Picks up her dribble. And Mark, who's really come on here, the freshman in the second half.
Is.
And Mark throws it. the student section with 5:31 to play. McDonald got the turnover they needed. Empty possession for the Warriors. And now the Lady Macs need to capitalize, down five. Siegenthaler to clear off right wing. And Siegenthaler posting up. High catch, Riley Christensen left wing. Riley to clear Ruff. Ruff, elbow jumper, and it goes in! And a foul! An and-one jumper from Claire Ruff. And McDonald inches ever closer.
Ran a little nice little screen. Claire ran off the screen, got a jumper at that elbow. Great little play.
38-35 the score. Ruff at the line for the and-one. It's good. Okay. Two-point game.
Let's squeeze him here a little bit again. Keep the pressure on him.
Ruff with 14. Some three-quarter court pressure. Walk across the logo. Walk at the left elbow. Picks up the dribble. Wheeling. Left corner mark. The freshman, a couple of dribbles. Picks up. Hands back to Walk. Walk at the elbow. She'll pick up her own dribble. To Anning. Dangerous pass up top as Riley Christensen almost got a finger on that one. 38-36. McDonald down two. Anning just outside the paint. Up top to Walk. Throws to Dable in the left corner. Under 5 minutes to go in this regional final. Dable spins in the lane. Back of the Warren. Warren looking for a three. Back for no. McDonald a chance to tie or take the lead. 38-36 they trail. Hartman to Riley Christensen. Riley directing traffic between the wheels. Finds Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler. Elbow jumper to tie it. Back for no. Won't go down. It was there.
Yep.
Warren, massive on the backcourt, finds Anding. Anding across the timeline, close to a double dribble. And she didn't quite have both hands on him. Watt, guarded by Claire Ruff, 12 against 12. Just over 4 minutes to play. Anding drops down to Mark. Mark blocked on the way to the foul. Will make her earn her two. Eden Marg. Has 8 points in the second half, 12 on the night for a team high for Coach Geyer with 4:04 to play. 38-36, and Mark shooting two from the foul line. First free throw and is perfect.
They don't miss much from the free throw, do they?
Indeed not. Chance to make it a four-point game again for Marg. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics.
All right, girls take a quick break. We got to get him back in there right away.
Mark, two for two. So McDonald down four again, 40-36. Clear Ruff, right wing. Finds Chloe Flanagan. Siegenthaler, left wing, working against the top of that 2-3 zone. Crosses over to Chloe Flanagan. Chloe passes up the three this time. The senior holding. Picked up her dribble, leaves it for Aaron Siegenthaler with 3:40 to play. Kelsey Bremnes wheeling in the paint. Back out to Chloe. Extra pass. Claire Ruff, the corner three again. No. Offensive rebound. Siegenthaler rips it down. Siegenthaler to Kelsey Bremnes at the foul line. Kelsey to Claire Ruff. Ruff a head fake. Drives between a couple defenders. Tipped pass. Stolen by Nielsville. Maddie Dable with 3:19 to play. Poked away for a moment. Dable retrieves, and Aaron Siegenthaler is going to get caught reaching in. Team's fifth foul.
We got two to give, so it won't waste a whole lot of time. So we're in a good spot there for fouling.
4-point lead for the Warriors. McDonald's come as close as two. Millsfield's that is by as many as seven. Warren right wing. Lost it for a moment against Jasmine Gerber. Now hands off to a guard in the corner. Anding. Right in front of Claire Ruff. Back to Warren. Under three to go. 40-36. Nielsville up four. Bump and a foul on Jasmine Gerber with 2:57 to play.
All right. Time to sub down.
Nielsville up four. No subs forthcoming right now for McDonald. Inbounds to Warren. Warren immediately doubled. The junior near midcourt. Back to Andy. One-on-one against Claire Ruff there. Andy just inside the top of the arc. Layla Walk. McDonald's at the foul limit. Any foul from here on out will be one-on-one for Nielsville. Nielsville clearly again looking to bleed this clock down. The two-possession lead. Walk to Dable. Eagles had a quiet night offensively. Now attacks. Jumps to the right corner. Warren, her fourth try for a three. That's an air ball. And Claire Ruff with the rebound. Right, Lady Max need to capitalize here. Chloe Flanagan passes up the three in the left corner. And a whistle and a timeout taken by Coach Sally Williams. 30-second break. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Crunch time in the regional championship. 2 minutes, 13 seconds to play. McDonald with the basketball, trailing by four, 40-36. They are at the foul limit. Nielsville has one left to give. McDonald will inbound with Aaron Sigenthaler along the baseline. Aaron into Riley Christensen. Jumper. Yes. Off the glass and good, and it's a two-point game. From the foul line, Riley Christensen hits.
Run with it, run with it. Ooh.
Under 2 minutes to go now. Riley has 4 points. 40-38. McDonald down two. Layla Walk being pursued. Yes. Runs
off it.
Oh. And to Emily Hartman, and Hartman looking to draw the charge. Instead, Walk will go to the line where she's been perfect. Bang bang play. Nielsville gets the call that time. Chance to make it a full one possession or two possession game. Layla Walk.
We need to get Ann Siegenthaler back in here.
First free throw. Walk hits the front rim. Rebounding will be key here. And if Walk happens to miss another, and she was 4 for 4 from the foul line leading up to that, but you know the legs get to you at the end of a hard fought game like this. Second attempt is good. Full one possession lead for the home team, the Nielsville Warriors. 41-38. Claire Ruff, right wing up top, Chloe Flanagan. Aaron Sigenthaler to Riley Christensen. Riley finds Claire Ruff.
Oh,
Ruff tips
right
pass.
Idea.
Knocked away. Back up top to McDonald. It's loose in the backcourt.
Foul.
Got a foul somewhere, and I think that's going to go against Nielsville's Maddie Davel. That is her fourth, and that is the last one to give for Nielsville. With a minute 39 left, McDonald trailing 41-38, and now both teams are in the bonus. Chloe Flanagan will inbound. Aaron Sigenthaler high on the left. Finds Riley Christensen. Riley to Aaron Sigenthaler. Aaron, her pass stolen.
Okay, we got pressure up here a little bit.
Looking back door, and Evan Marg made another great play. Under 90 seconds to go. Away into the backcourt. Clean tips and over and back. Walk right wing. Now I'm going to need to foul quickly. Riley Christensen swats into the backcourt again from Anning. Anning tipped away, and Riley with another steal. McDonald pushed down to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan off the glass. Oh, it doesn't go down. And a whistle underneath and a foul. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that ball.
It has not been kind to McDonald here tonight. 107 left.
Here we go.
Foul on the Lady Max with a minute 7 to play. Free throws with a 3-point lead for Nielsville. Just that close. And Sigenthaler will come in for Chloe Flanagan. And we've talked about it. The 50-50 balls. Almost steals. Shots rimming in and out.
I always say the harder shot in basketball is a layup, so you're supposed to always make it.
Free throw is good. Back to a two-possession lead for Nielsville as Anding hits one. Her first point in the second half, and it's a big one. Minute 7 to play. 42-38. Donald's going to need a little of that Lady Max magic that they had at Cadott. Everybody back other than Anding, the shooter. Free throw. Rims out. 4-point game still.
Plenty of time here. Don't get anything crazy.
Riley Christensen in the left corner. And her pass stolen away. Anding down the left side of the lane. No, got a foul. Riley Christensen trying to say it was just a fair contest, but with 55.7 seconds left, the ending will go back to the line. Her team up 42-38. In execution, the Lady Macs needed on that possession just wasn't there.
Byron Riley.
55.7 left. Double bonus the rest of the way now for Nielsville. Handing split her last pair of free throws. First is good. She has 10 points. Braylon Anding, the junior. 43-38. Nielsville's second free throw is good for Anding.
Timeout, Nielsville.
Timeout. Full timeout back in 60 seconds. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
At Freese Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freese Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
55.7 seconds left in a six-point game. After the full timeout, McDonald trailing 44-38 to the Nielsville Warriors. Regional championship being decided here on the road at the Nielsville Fieldhouse.
Let's work the ball. We need to get a score, obviously, and then we can take a timeout, but we don't need a wild three or something like that. Let's get a two, something at the basket, see if we can get a foul.
Aaron Siegenthaler attacking, pulls up, mid-range jumper, comes up well short. And a rebound to Dable. Dable down the near side. McDonald looking for the steal, instead the foul with 42.9 seconds to play. And Nielsville a chance to pull out to their largest lead of the night here in the closing minute. Led by as many as seven. McDonald's never got closer than two here in the second half. Maddie Dable's had a quiet offensive night, and she hits the front rim on the first free throw. Dable averages 18. Lady Macs have held her to six so far.
Great effort. Great defense.
Second attempt for the Warriors. Leading scorer. Missed them both.
Well, don't worry about that. Let's get
Chloe Flanagan across the logo. The senior. The Siegenthaler. 35 seconds left. Aaron Siegenthaler almost lost it up top, and a quick timeout taken by Coach Sally Williams with 31.9 seconds to play. Back in 1 minute once again. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Book your free home water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Just over half a minute to play, 31.9 seconds on the clock. McDonald will inbound in front of their own bench, trailing by six, 44-38. Claire Ruff will trigger this one in. You figure she might be getting it back. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron rises for a corner three. That one won't go down. fight for the offensive rebound. Right, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nielsville.
Okay.
Maddie Dable getting a helping hand up from Emily Hartman.
Still got hope.
Good inbound play from McDonald. And one halfway down that wouldn't drop. 26.8 seconds to play. Chloe Flanagan, the inbound.
Okay, we
Chloe holding. Finds Ann Singenthaler. Ann attacks the rim, and she's blocked. And Marg ends up with it. And Marg is fouled by Ann Singenthaler with 22.9 seconds to play. And Nielsville defense holding strong here in the final minute.
Yes.
And Marg, who's been the hero of the second half with 10 of her 14, which is a game high. There's the line shooting a pair of free throws. First one, back rim. 22.9 seconds to play. Three in a row missed from Nielsville. McDonald still down two possessions. Need another miss here, though. Marg again. That one's good, and that one's big. To Claire Ruff with 22 seconds to play. Ruff in the right corner. Aaron Singenthaler rises for another three. That one well off the mark. Out of bounds to Nielsville with 14.7 seconds left. McDonald will come out with some full court pressure. Jasmine Gerber will check in for Chloe Flanagan. Winner moves on to face the winner of Fall Creek and Regis. Gerber will guard the inbound. 45-38. Nielsville with a 7-point lead, matching their largest of the night. And a timeout taken by Coach Geyer to prevent a turnover. Back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Under 15 seconds remaining. McDonald trailing 45-38 here in this regional final at Nielsville. And the Warriors with the basketball. They'll line everybody up like it's a football play, and Jess Kuhn will be the quarterback. She'll throw into Maddie Dable near her own foul line. Dable, a quick touch foul from Aaron Singenthaler. And Dable will go to the line with 12.3 seconds left. Her team up 45-38. And a chance to pull Nielsville out to their largest advantage of the night. Evil, a talented junior. Lefty free throw is good. Evil with 5 of her 7 points in the second half. We'll send everybody back. Lauren Buescher back on the floor for McDonald with 12.3 remaining, 46-38. Evil, the next free throw. And that was good as well. 47-38, Nielsville. Season winding down for McDonald. Claire Ruff, a three that hits the back rim from near half court. Knocked out of bounds. Will stay with McDonald with 4.7 seconds to play. That was Kale Holm territory as Claire just let it rip from the logo. Caitlin Clarking that thing. Inbounds to Chloe Flanagan. Chloe, head fake. With 2 seconds left, fights it down to Singenthaler. Singenthaler in traffic. And the game ends 47-38 as we hit triple zeros. The Nielsville Warriors are the regional champions as they defeat McDonald by 9 in an entertaining game that honestly was a lot closer than even this 9-point final differential would indicate.
Great effort. They came in there. You know what? They played hard. They pushed to the limits. That ball just didn't bounce our way. It's a couple times on that rim. It was sitting there, just wouldn't fall in.
A lot of so closes, what ifs, if onlys here tonight for McDonald, and not necessarily because of anything that they did. Just sometimes the shots don't fall for you. Congratulations to the Neillsville Warriors as they will move on to the D4 sectional again against the winner of Eau Claire Regis and Fall Creek. We'll step out and be back after this with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com or have your Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap and our Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom. And looking forward to our final conversation of this fine season with head coach Sally Williams as well. That's all ahead. Right after this on WOGO Sports, McDonald Falls in the regional final 47-38.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
From custom homes to roof replacements and full renovations, Aerial Management and Construction in Chippewa Falls is the contractor you can trust. If you have hail damage from last May, you have 1 year to file your claim. Get your exterior checked before May 15th. Don't settle for the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. And if you're building your dream home, planning an addition, or looking to remodel, choose Aerial Management and Construction for clear communication and quality craftsmanship. AerialMGMT.com.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety systems after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Sally Williams. We'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap and our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. McDonald Falls 47-38 here on the road at Neillsville. The Warriors still just one setback their entire season, 25-1. McDonald, their fine season ends at 20-6, 17 in a row for the Neillsville Warriors. But they were pushed tonight as hard as they've been pushed all season. Other than that game that they lost to Regis, this was a game that McDonald went toe-to-toe with the Warriors. And again, it just... A lot of so closes here tonight, and you feel like you did about everything you could, and it just didn't quite go your way.
Yeah, well, you gave yourself a chance. You know, you came in here. This is a tough place. I mean, they've only got one loss. They're used to winning. They're used to, you know, so, you know, we came in here, and we pushed them to the very end. You know, where we're at is simply we needed those shots to fall down.
Yeah.
You need that because all of a sudden that ball goes in, you get confidence, you put a little pressure on them. You know, you look at a lot of their scores and such, you know, they haven't been challenged a whole lot. So you sometimes want to challenge these teams that, you know, put some pressure on them because they're not used to being there, to see what happens. And we did that for the most part. And then, you know, like I say, that darn ball just wouldn't go in for us. So
yeah, and again, I think a lot to be proud of here tonight for the Lady Macs, and executed their game plan quite well. And there were just a lot of moments. We talk about shots that didn't go in, but a lot of times where you have an offensive rebound for a moment and then someone takes it away because they're just a half step, just a hair quicker to you than the ball. Or you think you have a steal, but they're just a little bit quicker getting on it when it's rolling there on the floor, those 50-50 balls. And again, credit to Coach Geyer and his Nielsville team. They're a well-disciplined, well-coached, athletic, talented team. And just, again, some of those so close moments, you got to tip your cap to them. 50-50 balls, who's going to get to it a little bit quicker and who's going to be just a little bit sharper. And Nielsville did that here tonight, not by a wide margin, but by enough.
No, the score doesn't say it. You know, I mean, it was. We had it to two, and, boy, we just couldn't. If we could have got it tied up even, you know, it would just been interesting to see what they would have done, you know, because
yeah.
It's like, but again, I always, you know, I also, you know, for as good as you got to be, you also have a little bit of luck.
Sure.
And, just wasn't quite on our side
tonight.
No, it just wasn't. We needed a little bit of that.
We'll talk with Coach Sally Williams when we get a chance to, coming up here on the Postglass Postgame Show. But first, we'll look at the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Ended up being a game-high 15 points for Eden Marg. And my goodness, she is a talented freshman. Huge key in the second half, Coach Geyer realizing they would have a little bit of an advantage in the post if they force-fed it down to Marg, and she's got some very, very developed post moves for being such a young player. She had 11 of her game-high 15 in the second half and led the way, three double-digit scores for the Nielsville Warriors. Braylon Anding had a very strong first half with 8. She finished with 11. 10 points for Layla Wag. 8 points for Maddie Davel for Nielsville. That's 10 below her season average. And some of those coming at the end with a couple free throws. So McDonald did a nice job on her. 2 for Tessa Warren and then 1 for Jess Kuhn. On the other side for McDonald, 14 points, a team high for Claire Ruff. She had a strong second half with 9. No one else in double figures for the Lady Macs. Again, Nielsville holds most opponents below 28 points. They've held 7 to 20 or less. So McDonald with 38 points on the board here tonight, but only allowed 47. So 14 for Claire Ruff, 8 for Ann Siegenthaler, 4 apiece for Riley Christensen and Emily Hartman, 3 apiece for Aaron Siegenthaler, and 2 for Kelsey Bremnis. And we talked about this a little bit last night with Claire Ruff scoring 28. You need more contributors, and we saw that here tonight. Again, just every bucket so tough to come by against this Nielsville team.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, they make it tough. I mean, like you said, well, you didn't have heights, but, you know, 31 for them. I mean, she's a tall person. When she puts her arms up, you know, that
6'3"-ish at least.
She changes the way things are. So from above here, we really can't tell so much, but you're driving in there and she's standing there. She's going to affect what goes on.
Yeah. And again, McDonald battling. And you mentioned it at halftime. Not for a moment did they look intimidated coming into here to this environment against this team. They went toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose, however you want to say it. And again, they pushed Nielsville to the max here tonight, but the Warriors come out on top 47-38. We'll continue our post-glass post-game show coming up. Now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians, post-glass and mirror. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Back in 2 minutes with your fiber-fast plays of the game. Back in 2 on WOGO Sports in the regional final, McDonald Falls 47-38.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics.
Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Post Glass and Mirror brings us the Post Glass post-game show. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll see if we can chat with Coach Sally Williams and Lucas when we get a moment. But, of course, she's going to want to address her team, their season coming to a close here, beginning and ending in Neillsville back in November. Fell 55-34, much closer here tonight, 47-38. And again, that score doesn't do the quality of this game justice, as McDonald going the distance wire to wire with the Neillsville Warriors. We'll take a listen now to tonight's Fiber Fast plays of the game, the plays of the second half, as we got you the first half highlights already. They're brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000. That's 231-2000, or visit WWT.net. The Fiber Fast plays of the second half sounded like this. Long rebound secured by Chloe Flanagan. Claire Ruff left wing. Ruff, a deep three. That was her own net! Claire Ruff pulls McDonald back within one. Full court pressure guarding everyone but the inbounder. Reminis into Aaron Sigenthaler, trying to avoid the trap. Long cross court pass. Jasmine Gerber. Claire Ruff spots up for a three in the left corner. Oh my goodness! Pure from the left corner pocket. Claire Ruff saying we're not going anywhere.
No.
Are on the floor. Coach Sally Williams. Feed to Eden Mark. Mark, good position down low. Blocked by Claire Ruff.
Great defense by Claire.
Claire Ruff. Ruff attacking, pulls up, beautiful drop pass down to Jasmine Gerber, missed it point blank, goes back up, scores, counted in a foul. Jasmine staying with it.
She wanted a three-point play instead of a two.
Missed the Sigenthaler to Claire Ruff right wing. And Sigenthaler posting up. High catch, Riley Christensen left wing. Riley to Claire Ruff. Ruff, elbow jumper, and it goes in! And McDonald inches ever closer.
Ran a little nice little screen. Claire ran off the screen, got a jumper at that elbow. Little play.
McDonald will inbound with Aaron Sigenthaler along the baseline. Aaron into Riley Christensen. Jumper off the glass and good. And it's a two-point game from the foul line. Riley Christensen hits.
Run with it, run with it. Ooh.
Under 2 minutes to go now. Riley has 4 points. And that's your Fiber Fast plays of the game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. We'll call Coach Williams when we get a moment here, but first we'll take a final 2-minute break and be back on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Post-class post-game show finishing up here on WOGO Sports. Your home for Chi High McDonald Athletics. Coach Sally Williams joining us as always. We appreciate her time and appreciate Lucas as well joining us here. Lucas looking very styling here tonight. Again, McDonald falling here in the regional championship 47-38. And Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Hard to believe from November to here last day of February how fast the season has gone. But again, what a battle here tonight. And as we've been saying, a lot of so close is if only is what ifs. Your team going toe-to-toe with one of the best in the state, and 9-point loss doesn't even come close to saying how close this game really was.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, give Nielsville credit. Okay, they came in, finished the job. We just never could get that lead. It was always we could tie, we'd get close, but we just couldn't just overturn that. And like you said, it was a battle all night, and obviously free throws put this out of hand, but I know that they fought and battled tooth and nail all night, and I'm just so proud of my girls and what they've accomplished. And but best of luck to Nielsville, obviously, and we'll see what next year brings too.
Coach, from that first game back in November to here at the end of February, where did you see the biggest growth in this team? Because, again, from those early on games where it seems like everybody's kind of feeling their way out no matter how much basketball they've played to being a kind of a well-oiled machine here in the playoffs, there's always just so much growth that takes place as basketball players but as young women as well.
Yeah, I think just confidence in general, and just staying true to our team and just buying into what we've been doing well all year and not trying to recreate the wheel and just staying positive with if they go on a run, just staying calm and responding. And I thought they did that, especially in the first half, trying to when they would get a couple of steals and then us counter and just trying to stay and close, not letting it get out of hand, not getting down. All those things, I think, just add up, and it's always my team plays hard, and that's something that we just have always done, and we don't lose that part and lose that fight.
Grit, poise, composure, those are a lot of adjectives that we'd use to describe this team, and we saw that again here tonight. Dave was remarking, Nielsville probably isn't used to teams not folding. When they start stacking some steals together, hit a three, they start pulling away, and they're used to
then it becomes a trickle, becomes an avalanche. You guys just never let them pull away here tonight and stayed with it. And again, chances down the stretch to get this game tied, and who knows what happens then too. So again, it just seems like everything to be proud of. Wish you'd be on the other side of this, but to say, wow, we took on one of the state's best and showed that we are right there.
Yes. I mean, give this section all credit. I mean, we got the two top teams ranked in it, and we would have had to go through both of them, or I'm not sure who obviously won the other game. But so when we know it's going to be a battle, and if we want to get to our goal, that's you got to beat the best to be the best. And we know that, and that's going to just fuel our fire for next year and give us a little sour taste in us to come back ready to go and grit it out for next year. I'm so proud of my team and wouldn't want it any other way. And I just want to thank my two seniors. They just do so much for our team. Hey, buddy. Right, you love your seniors too. Chloe and Lauren, they just no one would see what they truly do for our team. They are the glue. They keep everybody poised and composed, and they keep them on task. They make sure everyone knows what they're doing. And they just are great leaders and just great human beings. They lead by example. They go hard. They really, truly just are the best teammates and want what's best for everybody. And they don't care who gets the credit. They build for each other. They're going to push anybody that they can in practice to the best of their ability. And that's what I want. Okay, I want my seniors. That's what they've done. They've done it for 4 years, and I just love them dearly and wish them the best of luck next year.
Coach, again, sometimes it's once unseen that really brings a team together. It's not always who leads you in the stat columns, but it's a team sport for a reason. And again, what a team we had. We enjoyed every moment of it. It's a long basketball season, but it feels like it went by in the blink of an eye from that third week of November here to the end of February. But thank you, as always, for your time. It's been a joy. Yes. We love you. We love your team, and we love Lucas. Having Lucas joined us here
Lucas
for these post games as well too. So, man, as long as he's willing to, he's always welcome to join us. And at some point, maybe he'll be calling games up here with us as well.
Right, huh?
But again, thank you, Coach, for a season filled with the joy that is basketball and high school sports, with so many things going on. You know, at higher levels of sports, that seems to pollute it a little bit. There's something really pure about high school athletics and the way it builds character in young men and young women, and I know you're building a lot of character in this team, and we thank you for
that. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I just want to thank you guys for just always putting on a great show. Everybody that's involved in this, it wouldn't be possible for those not to be able to watch this, and you just do such a great job and just bring so much to the game. And we appreciate you all, everybody involved in WOGO Sports, and what we've done, just being a part of it, being such supportive of us, giving it opportunities for people to watch. So we thank you first off. I just want to thank the community as always, how supportive they've been of me and our team, and just the crowd that we brought here and all those that are there. They've supported and just took in Lucas, and it really does take a village to raise him. So I know everyone's looking forward and always want to see him, and just appreciate just its great joy that brings me just to see him surrounded by people that just love him all dearly. And just thanks to my team, as always, like I said, I'm so proud of them, and we'll be back and hungrier than ever next year. And just want to thank our seniors, as always, wish them the best of luck. And lastly, all my friends and family that always watch and support me, I got them all over right now watching. So Lucas, say hi to all the family, we love you, and just thanks as always. Yeah, that's what I got.
Coach, it's our pleasure and it's our joy. Thank you for another great season, and next November we'll be here before we know it.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Coach Sally Williams will take one final 30-second break here on WOGO Sports.
From custom homes to roof replacements and full renovations, Aerial Management and Construction in Chippewa Falls is the contractor you can trust. If you have hail damage from last May, you have 1 year to file your claim. Get your exterior checked before May 15th. Don't settle for the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. And if you're building your dream home, planning an addition, or looking to remodel, choose Aerial Management and Construction for clear communication and quality craftsmanship. AerialMGMT.com.
Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Couldn't sum it up any better than Coach Sally Williams did. McDonald Falls 47-38, but as always, so much gain through athletics. And Dave Flanagan, I know a lot of emotions in your family as Chloe, one of two seniors. And we want to salute our seniors, Lauren Buescher and Chloe Flanagan, here. I know, again, as a father of multiple children who've gone through these athletic careers, and when any sport comes to a close, I know it's tough in volleyball, tough here in basketball as well, too. It's got to end for someone. Every game here in the playoffs, some seniors are going to have their season end in tears, and not necessarily the joyful kind, but hopefully it's a smile because it happened type of a thing when you look back at your athletic career and what it did for you as a person and an athlete.
Well, I guess I just feel that, you know what, they tried hard, you know, and that's all I ever asked of Chloe, but I guess of any kids, you know, you ask, try hard. That's all that you want to do and leave it all on the floor, in which they did. And
yeah,
it's a sad day, but, you know, I look back, we were talking when we were coming over here. I mean, we've been doing this quite a while. I was fortunate enough to have an older daughter, an older son, and now Chloe. I mean, they've all given, you know, given the school a great experience. They've had a great experience. They got to, you know, they were on good teams, and so it's, so they were very fortunate. So it's all a good thing. It's a sad day on one hand, but on the other hand, you know, it's like you say, it has to come to an end sometime, and you always want to maybe do it down in Madison, but you know, it's just not going to, it's not in the cards today. So, you know, I guess it'll be a little tough for a day or two, but then you just move on. She's playing softball, so the next thing. So next game.
And, again, we'll be looking forward to that. Hopefully some boys basketball continuing for a bit yet here on WOGO Sports. But, again, a salute to our two seniors, Lauren Buescher and Chloe Flanagan. And, again, you just hear, even as a broadcaster and being around the kids, you never hear an ill word about Lauren Buescher ever. What a kind, genuine young woman she is. And again, Coach talked about what Chloe and Lauren do behind the scenes is the glue of this team.
Well, and part of, I mean, to credit to them simply is they stuck with it. You know, I mean, that's the biggest thing is, you know, they stuck with it. They continued. I mean, Lauren, yes, she's a great student. She's involved in extracurricular activities. I mean, so they're two pretty good kids, and so, you know, it's a great example for the younger kids, you know, because you look at, you know, the cupboard isn't bare here, like, it's one of those things. But I'm proud of both of them because they stuck with the game and they kept with it. And, you know, opportunities were limited at times, but you know what? They still were part of the team. They're still cheering on their teammates and trying to make it, a successful season.
Well, it's been, again, a joy covering Lady Mac's basketball as always. And looking forward to Lady Mac softball at the end of March. I think we'll be over at the Sun and Take Center, so not a long break. But
You just like to work a lot.
I guess I do. And look ahead at our WOGO.com sports calendar. We'll have simultaneous live video streams on Tuesday evening. Chi High boys basketball on the road at Wisconsin Rapids. Mark Halverson on that call. That'll be on the radio and on YouTube. We'll be on YouTube and Facebook. McDonald boys basketball live video stream there on Tuesday evening at 6:35 as the boys will be taking on the Cumberland Beavers. 4-13 seed of Adam Schilling squad advances. And, of course, the Chi High advances as well, too. Those will be replicated simultaneous live video streams next Friday night. But we'll see how things shake out Tuesday. And looking forward to boys basketball in the playoffs as well, too. Dave, thanks for joining me several times throughout this season. It's always a joy.
Well, thank you
to Claire Ruff as well, too. She probably won't be on camera. So, again, we appreciate Claire as well, too, and just a phenomenal athlete and young woman. And the character that's built through sports is so much more important than the wins and losses, even though that's what we focus on sometimes. The results in here are what makes all the difference.
You are so right.
Well, Dave, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Sam Aberley, our video producer, the man behind the scenes holding these broadcasts together. Thank you to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Zach Wycheck. Thank you to every single sponsor that you heard and saw here tonight making these broadcasts possible here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Mac season comes to an end as they fall here at Neillsville 47-38 in a regional final. This has been WOGO Sports presentation of McDonald Lady Mac's playoff basketball. Good night from Neillsville.
WOGO, your sports station. McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.